Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome to Make Your Day Count. We want to invite you to join us every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and every evening, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. here on WMIE and also on 99.9 at 5 p.m. Invite a friend to listen with you, a family member. If you go to the website, WMIE website, you'll be able to listen on demand also. So if you miss any programs, you can go to the on-demand link and you can actually share the different programs that are archived there. And there's lots and lots of programs. Once you click on Make Your Day Count, there's years and years worth of programs that are there that you could send and share to anybody in the world that has an internet connection. They don't have to be just here in the Cocoa Brevard County area. So if you share those links, anybody will be able to listen to the programs anywhere they have an internet connection. So all this week, our topic has been the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. I'm going to say it again. The spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God.
So here's the scripture, guys, this morning that I want you guys to look at. Proverbs. You guys go to Proverbs chapter 20. It's going to bless you all. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 27. Verse 27. Of Proverbs chapter 20. And you out in Radio Land that's listening to us, we are just blessed that you tune in every weekday, Monday through Friday, to study the Word of God with us. And our prayers, we just pray that you are enlightened by the Word of God. And like Pastor Dan gave you an invitation, if you do not have a home church that teach you the Word of God in the simplest form that you can understand it and practice it and do it and get results in your life, we'll invite you to come to Celebration Tabernacle, and we promise you that we'll teach you the Word of God in the simplest form so that you can understand it. And when you leave church, you can go out and do it. And when you do it, you get a result. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Proverbs chapter 1, 20 and 27.
Down. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. So just like a lamp, right? A lamp can't function by itself. A lamp needs to be energized.
Yes.
It needs either electrical, it needs battery, it needs fuel, oil, it needs some type of fuels to be able to utilize it in order to be able to light it up.
Yes.
A lamp can't just light itself up. It has to be attached to a source of power, a source of energy.
Yes.
So the spirit of man within us, right, to operate in its ultimate potential, it has to be tapped in, filled with the Holy Spirit of God to be able to get the ultimate results in the earth. So Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart.
So, isn't David says in Psalms 119, and you guys can hold on to Proverbs 20:27 as we just feed on this word here. But in Psalms, go to Psalms 119 and see what David have an understanding about this lamp. You know, so Proverbs says 20 and verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the what? The lamp of who? The Lord. And its purpose there is to search the heart. Mm-hmm. When we slip over now to Psalms 119, mm-hmm. 105. Mm-hmm. Let's look at 105 of Psalms 119, verse 105.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Okay.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
So David, mm-hmm. grab a hold of, mm-hmm. of it. Spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord that going to direct him. Mm-hmm. That is going to search out the carnality, the evil intent, the evil things that comes up in us. David says, the word now is a lamp, the word, which is combined, God, the word is God, the word is the lamp that guides, that knows how, knows the way that we ought to go and how we are to conduct our life. So when God connects with my spirit that is within me, then it moves me into another realm. And in that realm, I can do great things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm moved by God and no longer by my soulish intent. Mm-hmm. So, if we just look at it, it's mm-hmm. so great.
Yeah, because when you look at them side by side, in verse Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it says, the spirit of a man is the lamp mm-hmm. of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then in Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet.
Yeah.
So the spirit of man must be filled with the word of God to be energized here now by the spirit. And it says, what does it do? It searches all the inner depths of the heart, mm-hmm. and it also is a light to our path. So if we put the two scriptures side by side, if you write them out together side by side, and you look at the first part and the second part, so the inner depths of our heart, that's going to determine the direction of our feet, which path that we take, right? Because we all have to make lots and lots of decisions all day long. You know, sometimes we think, oh, well, that person is just so saved and sanctified, they don't have to make no decisions. Well, they got to make a lot of decisions, just like you. Everybody has to make a lot of decisions all day long. But what do we weigh those decisions on? Do we make those decisions based off of the natural man? Do we make those decisions based off of the carnal man? Do we make those decisions based off of the spiritual man? So if we're making our decisions based off of the spiritual man, then they're weighed against the word of God, because it's the word of God that reveals the character of God, the heart of God, the intention of God, the likeness of God. So then that helps us to be able to make quality decisions to be able to guide our steps.
Okay. Stay in Psalms 119 and look at 133. Psalms 119, verse 133, where he says, direct mm-hmm. my step mm-hmm. how?
By your word.
By your word.
And let no iniquity have dominion over me. So when we know his word, when we're fueled by his word, we're not going to allow any iniquity to have dominion over us. Because when we allow the spirit of a man that's within us to be filled by the spirit of God, to be a high reserve in that reservoir of the spirit of God, then it's going to overpower any decisions that we may have made in the flesh. When we're in the spirit, when we're submitted into the ways of God, to the word of God, know what God says, know what his heart is, his intention, why he would prefer us to go in the direction yielding to the word. A lot of times we think, oh, well, God's just mean. He doesn't want me to have any fun. Really? Mm-hmm. Do we think, oh, God, he just doesn't want me to do anything. He doesn't want me to have fun. Really? Because if you really reason it out by the Spirit, you would see that you're so much more valuable than going in the direction that may put you at risk to be harmed or to go retreat into something that is not God's best.
Yes.
From what's God's best. So when we're making decisions based off of God, we have to be acquainted with the Spirit of God, filled with the Word of God. So we know that it's because He does value us. He does love us so much. That's why He doesn't want us to hold unforgiveness and bitterness in our heart, because He loves us so much. He wants us to be free from the reign and the terror of unforgiveness and bitterness, because He knows that once that root gets within us, that it's going to mess us up. So there's the things that got His instruction. It's pleasing so that we could live a quality life free from all the things that our flesh may be enticed by.
That's exactly. And that's why David give us the insight here in Psalms 119 and Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 27. And we can run them side by side and see how it works, you know. And in 33 said, direct my step by your word. Direct my step by your word. And we know how that works, because He says, your word is a lamp. Mm-hmm. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Mm-hmm. That's going to. So no word, I'm going to stumble. Mm-hmm. So if I do not have the word of God within me, mm-hmm, and the Spirit that God placed in me, mm-hmm, according to Job. Mm-hmm. Because Job says there's a spirit in man that was formed in him by the, mm-hmm, Almighty. That's what Job says. Mm-hmm. So Job had already let you and I know that God put a spirit in us that is going to guide us when we connect to His Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's the only guiding light.
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, it tells us, beloved, do not believe every spirit,
yeah,
but test the spirits,
oh, we gotta go there, yeah,
whether they are of God, because,
yeah,
many false prophets have gone out into the world. So we're going to test the spirits, how? By
the
word of God. So which means we have to know it in order to be able to test the spirit. It's telling us that there's deception. There's things that are trying to come up into our mind, into our way of thinking, into our way of doing things in order to lead us astray. So He says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. So we have the ability to do that. How? Because He has put the spirit of man within us, and then to be filled with the Spirit of God. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your
Are
Day
you
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.